This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Mick Lindsay, how are you?
Curry, Jarrell, how are you guys?
You're amazing, mate. You sound very bubbly as well. How's life going for you?
Yeah, it's going really, really well. Yeah, it's been crazy. It's been like crazy quiet and then crazy busy.
It is like that, isn't it?
It's a bit strange.
Yeah, it's a very strange year.
Where are you at the moment?
Funnily enough, I'm in Noosa. I was just about to, I got my pilot's license and I just flew back from Roma.
Hold on.
Wow, okay, hold on.
You're in Noosa, did you say?
Yeah, and I was actually, right when you guys called me, I was just about to start up the plane because I was in aviation mode. And I'm like, oh, I've got the radio interview, yes. And so I just jumped back out and I'm at the Noosa tarmac right now.
Wow, that is cool. Okay, let's talk about that first. How long does it take? Are you by yourself at the moment or are you still on your learners?
Yeah, no, I'm just by myself. Oh. I'm flying a Cessna 210 for any aviation geeks.
How good's life? That's amazing, mate.
Yeah.
How long has that taken you to get there?
Oh, I started a year and a half ago just with a recreational license and then COVID happened and the whole year of gigs got cancelled. And all my, like half the people in my family are pilots, so I've sort of grown up with it. But I was like, well, stuff it. I'm just going to go for my private license
that
and
is
get a few endorsements. And, but
that
yeah, now
cool.
I'm like flying all over the place every
week.
Oh, wow.
It's in a, what is it called, a Cessna?
This is a Cessna 210. It's like a six-seater plane.
Yep. Okay. Oh, wow. So those planes that when you go to like islands that people don't want to get on, those ones.
Exactly. It's the planes that you don't want to get on and be a part of a light aircraft crash or something like that.
You can fly yourself to your own gigs now.
Yeah. Well, that's
a bit cheaper.
It's definitely not cheaper.
It's more expensive to own a plane and put petrol in, I think, at Tariana.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more expensive than taking the motorbike, that's for sure.
Wow.
No, but it's funnily enough, like if you said that, oh, we'd be flying our own plane to gigs and stuff, you'd think that's just a bit rock star and a bit, you know, obnoxious, Nelly. But sometimes these, you know, gigs come in and one's in a ridiculous place out west on Friday and then you've got to be somewhere like 20 hours drive on Saturday and you just can't do the gig. Or you can, like, try and take your own plane. So we've actually had to charter flights previously anyway, but now, it's being all a private operation and stuff. I can basically throw the lads in the band in and then fly it to the gig, which
is
really cool.
So if you're out west somewhere, you know, and it's just like it's probably just too far to go there and be able to get back the next day, you're just chucking them in the... You're chucking them in the plane and just heading there.
Yeah, unfortunately, the sound guy will have to drive the tour bus out and do a 4-day trip, and we'll be out in like 3 or 4 hours and back the next day.
That's amazing.
So, but that is cool. And you said your families are been pilots. They're all pilots.
Yeah, our dad's a pilot. Granddad's a pilot.
Wow.
And, a couple of uncles and cousins and all.
It's destined
stuff
to happen.
Yeah.
Well, this is cool that we found out this about you. I think it's
If you need to go anywhere, we'll if you need to go to Hamilton Island at any point, I'm always keen to try and fly up there.
So. Righto, we'll make sure. Well.
Next year, you might be my guy.
Let's talk a little bit about music, obviously, mate. While we're here, how'd you get started?
I guess I got taught a few chords by my... I actually failed music at school kind of thing. I didn't really...
Me too.
Didn't really do it. I can't read music or anything. My uncle and cousin, I think, taught me a few chords on guitar when they were up in Toowoomba for a little bit.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, what are you doing there? That looks kind of cool. And I just started wanting to play guitar and not really sing. And then someone said, come along to this talent quest and you can play guitar for people. And then the singing thing didn't look too hard, so I gave that a go. And
then you're just good at everything. You're just good at playing guitar,
magically flying
singing
planes,
and flying planes. You're the full package.
I'm glad to put the tool belt down. I'm a carpenter by trade.
Oh, then and you're chippy as well. Gosh,
but I haven't worked for since I was 21 or something. Now I've just done music full time and just recently started flying a little bit. So. Yeah, it's good fun. There's plenty of things in life to do that are fun. There's no point in wasting time doing something you don't like most doing.
Definitely. Especially at the moment too, when there's not a lot to do. You improvise, learn how to fly a plane.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Our whole year just got turned upside down in March, and there was like this huge smile on my face, like we're going to be so screwed, but I'm like excited for the opportunity. And like people are like, why are you smiling right now? Like your whole year just got canned, and yep. you can't go to Nashville, no recording. All these gigs got cancelled, and I'm like, well, I'm going to make the most of whatever I've got.
So. That's awesome, mate. That is so cool. And you're a Queenslander?
Yeah, yeah. Born and bred in Toowoomba, Queensland.
Beautiful.
And then I moved to the sunny coast a few years ago now. And I was actually on my way to move to Nashville right when COVID hit. So I'm glad I'm in Queensland instead of...
Well, I was going to say, because you wouldn't have been able to get back. And honestly, we're pretty lucky here in Queensland, aren't we, at the moment, Mick? You know, it's just
pretty good.
Everything's fallen into place for us, and we've been good for once. You know, usually people think when we think of Queenslanders, they're like, they're a naughty bunch. They're a naughty bunch. Hey, but we've just showed that we're good
one
in two
best,
shoes. Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, I've got a few buddies in New South Wales and Victoria, and I keep making the same joke. There's only two states to be in Australia, and that's Queensland and drunk.
Yeah, well, that is you're so right. You're so right, mate.
There's been some good news on the music scene for you, though. A bit of positivity for you. I'm just reading now. 4 million streams added to over 450 stations across the country. Your first three singles off your next album are chart-topping. And we want to know a little bit more about By The Way.
Yeah, so By The Way is the fourth single of the upcoming album. We weren't going to release that originally as a single until the whole album came out, but yeah. I haven't been able to get back to Nashville to finish the album, so we were like, well, do we just sit on these songs or do we keep releasing singles? So I'm glad we released it because I think it's getting more traction than even the first three. So, yeah, it's awesome. So I was writing a song with Phil Barton in Nashville. He's a well-known Australian songwriter living in Nashville. And he said, hey, Mick, I've got this other song. Actually, a few songs that would suit the album as well as the ones we're writing. And so, yeah, I was in the middle of sorting through about 200 songs that I wrote and that got co-written, and other publishers sent me songs, and this one song just got stuck in my head. By the way, da, 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 by the way, blah, 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 by the way. And I could not get that out of my head for like weeks. And I'm like, okay, all right, I'm going to record it.
And this is, and here we are.
And here we are. Here we are.
Love the artwork too. Very simplistic, but I think it really suits the song.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of have a really simple, like, artwork and album cover and stuff for this project. And every country artist has that cheesy sort of mugshot on the front of their album, and I'm like, no, let's make it like a bit cleaner and slicker and sort of that sort of half pop, half country sort of sort of vibe. Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad you did, mate. Awesome. I'm glad you did. And look, we're glad that we get to play it here on 98.9. And look, I think we should. We'd only be right
let
if
you
we
get back on the plane.
Let you get back on your plane, but also let you introduce the song before you go, mate. So take it away if you want to introduce.
Thanks so much for having me. And this is Mick Lindsay, and you're listening to my new single, By The Way.
By the way, you fix your hair. Can't tell what kind of mood you're in. By the way, you pour tequila, it lets me know how the night will end. It's all the little things you do that keep me falling into you, and I know you feel it too. You the way. 4 a.m. still on the phone. Don't gotta talk to know you're there. Well, I know you don't care about football, but you act mad over bad calls. When you're sleeping in on Sundays with me, I know I'm the one that's in your dreams. By the way, you take my hand. By the way, you understand me. By the way, I'm a better man when I'm with you, girl. By the way, your kiss can kill. No doubt about it, it always will. If you still don't know what I'm really trying to say, I love you, by the way. Things you do that keep me falling into you, and I know you feel it too. By the way, you take my hand. By the way, you understand me. By the way, I'm a better man when I'm with you, girl. By the way, your kiss can kill. No doubt about it, it always will. If you still don't know what I'm really trying to say, and just in case I have today, I love you, bye.